kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
And we're calling our teaching today, Keep Preaching the Word. Keep preaching the Word. And I want to base this from a very familiar scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 to 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 5, and we're calling this Keep Preaching the Word. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Keep preaching the word. That's what we're going to look at today. Now, the emphasis here is to allow the Holy Spirit access for his word and revelation. That is primarily what we're reading here. Paul is encouraging young Timothy to keep with his ministry, and not only with the ministry, also he was an evangelist, we're told, but he says that I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So he brings the Godhead in, who would judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. So he's referring to the fact that God's word has been in existence, and the revealed word was revealed after the fall of Adam. The word of God began to speak in man's state when he fell. And God has continued to speak right down through the ages, and he continues to speak even today, this time. And he says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. So the emphasis is to allow the Holy Spirit access for his word and revelation, and the time is when many will not hear and will not be able to discern. I want at just this point to read from Mark chapter 4 and verse 12. Mark chapter 4 and verse 12, he says, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. So that is, of course, in the context of the parable of the sower. And it's all about hearing and seeing. It's all about, as we know, the seed of God's word sown into the heart. And we can take that back into 2 Timothy chapter 4, where in verse 2 he says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. You see, we share the word, we use God's word against sin, we use God's word against the wrongs in the world and what is going on. We expose the powers of darkness by the word of God. And why do we do all of this? Well, verse 3 gives us a clue. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So there's coming a falling away, the apostle says. And in fact, already that falling away was happening during that time. And this is one of the reasons why he was writing to Timothy to encourage him. Because he was realizing there were a lot that weren't really listening anymore and were going off and looking for other teachers. They wanted a change. They'd had enough. They wanted a different environment, a different scene. And a lot of professing Christians are like that. But he says that you're to preach the word in and out of season with long suffering. In other words, with patience, whatever you're seeing or whatever is happening, stay with it because God's word doesn't change. This is really what he's saying. And you've heard me mention this many, many times over the years because he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, not the Lord's desires. He says, if you spend time in his presence and be in his presence, then he says he will give us the desires of our heart. So they're clearly revealing that they don't have the desires of the Lord's heart because they begin to go off. They have these itching ears. So they're still wanting to hear. They want to hear, but they want to hear something different and will heap up for themselves teachers. And those teachers will turn their hearts away. And they will believe a load of fables, a lot of rubbish, a lot of hot air, a lot of promises. They will listen what is not lining up with the word of God. Ministers and teachings just speaking out of their own heart, their own mind and intellect, and making promises that can never be kept. All sounds very familiar. We have it all around us. And so they'll turn away to what they want to hear. And we know that to be a fact because this is where religions, cults started to come up. This is where you get denominationalism. And this is where we have today the ecumenical movement, where it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe in God, we'll all get to heaven. Turning to fables. It just isn't true. It's pie in the sky. It's fantasy. It's man wanting to believe, because so often man is in denial. He's actually running away from the truth. And we have done it at times. And we have to be on our guard in these closing days. There are many who are speaking certain truth and have truth. But at the end of the day, you can't follow them because it's going to lead to destruction. And invariably, when you discern these ministries, you will soon find where Jesus Christ is, whether he's central, whether what you hear causes you to look to him and him alone. and that the preaching and teaching is perfecting Christ in you, the hope of glory. Or many of them, it's where it's exalting the teacher, exalting the ministry. It's in the flesh. We have it all around us. All around us. And then it goes on in verse 4, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. So they no longer have that desire, that hunger for the truth. As the word of God says, if you know the truth, then the truth shall set you free. And if the truth is setting you free, then you want more and more of it. Why? Because it's bearing the fruit. And of course we know the enemy really tries to attack on all of that. But it says they turn away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. In other words, they're opening the door to fear and confusion. And it's often that fear and confusion that causes them to turn away. You see, the word is no longer their source. The word's no longer their food, their teaching, their guidance. They're turning away from it. One asks oneself, how can one turn away from these things? Well, it does happen. And we sometimes wonder in amazement how some can do this. We've had it. We've seen it in the assembly. We've seen some that turn away and you just cannot fathom it out. You can't understand why it happens. And invariably, it's often a trial, or it's where God has exposed something in their life that's wanting. And instead of them dealing with it, humbling themselves before God, they find our look to other pastures. And that's what they do. And so we know the story. They simply take what they need delivered from, they take it elsewhere to other places and think that that is going to be their answer. But it isn't. It isn't. And we see that we're in the times of all of this. Jesus warned and said that we're in the times of Noah. He's called us to discern, to test, to discern the seasons, the times that we're in. And not only that, but we have to expose and warn as to what we're seeing. So God has called the church, the overcomers, in this last day to be a prophetic people. And I believe that this is all part of the latter rain, God pouring out his spirit in these last days. The same as Noah, when he built the ark for 120 years, he warned the people, but they took no notice. And exactly the same today, we're warning, we're told to keep preaching the word, to keep with it, to expose what the Spirit is saying. And what do we see? We just see history repeating itself. And we are living now, brothers and sisters, in times where we are seeing a great transformation. We are seeing the powers of darkness now rising up to oppose against Almighty God and to fight against the Christian church and to try and destroy the nation of Israel. We are beginning to see the powers of darkness rising up now and getting ready for this final conflict, which will finally end when it will be the battle of Armageddon and the Lord Jesus Christ will come and his feet will place upon the Mount of Olives, and there he will put down his enemies. including the very devil himself and the false prophet and the imagery of the beast. Now, why am I opening up with this? Because we have got to discern, and not only in our discernment, we have to warn. And our warning is part of keep preaching the Word of God. And we have to bring the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, His Word, into those things that we are seeing, those things that are happening around us, which is not a mistake, and there's always a reason, and God will speak and confirm through His Word. And we are beginning to move more and more now into a digital world. We are beginning to see where AI is beginning to take over. This is all happening around us. We are being observed and watched 24/7. All of it is happening. Our freedom as we know it is gradually going. It is all happening. We cannot deny it. We cannot put our heads in the sand and hope that it will go away, because it isn't going to go away. We are facing now the New World Order. We are moving into another phase historically. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is what is going to usher in the Antichrist. This is what is building the beast system. These are the very powers that he's going to use in which to rise up as the false Messiah in the last days. And all of this is being orchestrated and being prepared for this world leader. All of this that I am talking about is working in the heavenlies. It is spiritual warfare. And people are open to the occult and are being demonically used in which to prepare the way for the Antichrist. We, the overcomers, are preparing for the way of the Lord Jesus Christ to come and rule and reign on the earth. But Satan always counterfeits what God is doing. And so as the overcomers are coming to that place, as the bride makes herself ready, Revelation 12, the man-child, so we have a counterfeit that is taking place on planet Earth. And you have got people, and it's called the Illuminati, and it's done through masonry, who are steeped in the occult, as we know. They are preparing for the rise of a world leader to take control of all of this. Now, of course, they are puppets being used, because that is what the powers of darkness do in nature. And I believe, as I've been waiting on God over these months and years, and with the outbreak of this COVID, it is without doubt, as I look at it more and more, and as I get into prayer, that this has all been planned and orchestrated. Without doubt. This is not by mistake. And I believe that COVID, as we are seeing it, is the preparation used for the beast system to set it into operation. And that is why there are such pressures of having these vaccines. We're seeing a form of health tyranny controlling the world. It is interesting that money has been found globally in which to finance all of this. When we see the problems, the starvation, the lack of money that governments have around the world, even in this country itself. I mean, look at the state of our roads and various things like that, and yet they can find billions in which to finance this. And people are asleep to it. Christians are asleep to it. And it's time to wake up, because we have to continue preaching the word of God that exposes the powers of darkness. We have found, and it's being exposed in our labs, not only Wuhan, but in other places as well, where they're working on these deadly pathogens. And working on COVID, they've been working on HIV and all these highly infectious diseases. This has been going on for a very long time. Nothing new in it. And it's not just China. As I observe this, it's also America as well, steeped in this. And this spike protein that is produced through this RNA vaccine, we're now beginning to see how harmful it is. It's pathogenic and it's damaging. And we're beginning to see these side effects that are coming from this. They have tried to cover up the deaths and the injuries around the world globally from all of this. But it's coming out. And thank God we've got whistleblowers now who cannot any longer in their conscience continue with this. We have doctors, professors. We have professors who have invented these vaccines, one of which is speaking out and asked governments to stop, to put a hold on this. But they have taken no notice, because there are higher powers that are working in all of this. And one of the things they're saying is that through this spike protein, when you put this virus under pressure, it starts to create variants. And that is what's happening, because this vaccine was never designed for a global use. So what works behind all of this, brothers and sisters? And we're beginning now to see an aggressive push towards vaccines. Why? Because this is starting to be exposed. It's starting to come out in the light. God is starting to answer prayers, intercessions, which we have been praying about. And as we continue to preach and stay with the word of God, it divides the powers of darkness. And because it's beginning to be exposed, what are we beginning to see now? A rush with 12-year-olds and under to be vaccinated. And they want to do it quickly. And they don't need parental permission. What is it moving to? We're beginning to see tyranny in health. It is now trying to control your health. And of course, they want to bring in these passports, all of which is a pressure put upon people, put upon society, and so forth. The powers of darkness have become very open and blatant in all of this. This has become a pandemic of variants. You see, the powers of darkness are dictating our health. And this is why I call it medical tyranny. Do we realize that a spike has been resurrected, causing these deaths through these vaccinations? And it's far bigger than we realize. Governments have covered it up. And people need to wake up. And we need to wake up for the purpose, for prayer, intercession, warfare, and to continue preaching and teaching this word and warning the world. Just like the saints of old, just like Noah did. And did they listen? No. See, human nature doesn't change. Nothing new under the sun. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? They don't understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. God said to me, and I've not shared this yet with any of you, but God said to me, and he spoke in my ear, and very, very occasionally I do get this for a very specific reason. But about 4 or 5 years ago, he spoke the word eugenics to me. I knew very little about that word. And I began to investigate. And I began to look and to go online and various things. And it didn't take me long to establish what this is and who are involved or who are suspected. I know you've heard me mentioned about this. I think I have brought it up that you will hear this word more and more coming up. Not only just the word, but what alludes to it. And I believe that this vaccine is the start of implementing that is going to be the basis that is going to be used for the eventual mark of the beast. They are already talking about boosters, a third, a fourth injection, and they're going to add more to each of these injections. And they're going to control you medically, digitally, by what they're going to put into these things. You see, this changes your immune system. It is not how God created us. He didn't create us with an immune system that they're changing in you. That's why it's called RNA. God didn't make us that way. He's put within us an immune system, fearfully and wonderfully made. And man thinks he's God, that he can change this. And he doesn't realize when you tamper with such things as immune systems, you are playing with the powers of darkness. We do not know what is going to come out of this. There is no data for its future down the line of 5 to 10 years. There is nothing out there. They do not know. We're beginning to see things happening. A student of mine couldn't come to a class last week. Do you know why? Because her daughter and son-in-law, who've had the vaccination twice, they've been vaccinated, went down with another form of COVID. I've not yet heard how they are. I have just received a message today where I go to the health spa to have exercise, gym. The hotel has been shut down for a month again. Variant of COVID has been detected. And I believe we're going to see this more and more as this goes on. I do not know, I dread to think what this winter can bring. we have to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. And this is why we have to be a people of prayer. For God has given us the greatest power and weapons in the universe. He has given this to the church through his name. And our prayers and intercessions can steer and change the course of all of this. But I believe that we're now beginning to see the mark of the beast being implemented on a universal level. And this is why it's global. And this is why they are pushing it to the degree that they are. And our governments are lying through the teeth. And you cannot listen to most of the propaganda that comes out now. And the BBC is the worst to what it was. Years ago it was something to be proud of. Isn't anymore. We have to guard our ears, what we listen to, what we read, because the Holy Spirit is speaking to us and preparing us and protecting us. But I believe that this is establishing the beast system, and it is a system to change eventually your DNA. God showed me this. That is what the mark of the beast is going to be. It's going to potentially change you. You, the person that God created you to be. Through this genetic engineering. It's the system to change. And it may well be related to worshipping the beast. Because we know what a beast is. A beast is big. A beast is loud. A beast is controlling. All sounds familiar, isn't it? What's going on at this present time? Well, let's look at some scriptures. Let the word of God speak in what he's saying. For example, in Revelation 13, verses 4 to 16. You know this, but let's read this in the context of what we're looking at. Revelation 13, verses 4 to 16. Wait a minute, let's get to Revelation, not Hebrews. Revelation 13, and we'll take it up from verse 4. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with the beast? Now the beast is also the image, and it's also referred to as the Antichrist as well. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe and tongue and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So there we see that you have to have your name written from the foundation of the world. If it isn't, you will worship the beast. It's as simple as that. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. For who leads into captivity shall go into captivity, and he who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, speaking like a dragon. And he exercised all authority of the first beast in his presence, and cause the earth and the things who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. So there is a false resurrection. It refers to the beast, and the beast refers to Antichrist. And there's going to be an image made of the beast, and there's also a false prophet who turns the world and says that this is the Messiah. And it says that he has a deadly wound. There is a counterfeit resurrection. So when he comes back from the dead, whatever this wound is, that will convince the world this is the Messiah that has come. That will convince the Jews as well. He performed great signs, so that even making fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceived those who dwell on the earth by those signs which was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Well, there's going to be images, or an image made of the beast, and that could well be what we showed you a few months ago of these huge giants that have been made, 21 of them thus far, that are going around the world, that can change into anything and anyone, and they can speak and move. That technology may well be what will be used. He was granted power to give breath to the image and of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Well, there we could have, that could be clearly revealing where AI technology is hybridizing with man. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. What does it say in Revelation 20 and verse 4? Revelation 20 and verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So that is the woman and the seed of the woman that is left. That is the foolish virgins who didn't overcome. They were not the wise ones. This is why, brothers and sisters, we have to walk wisely now before God and listen to the preaching of the word, what he's saying to us. Revelation 19 and verse 20. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, and who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So there we are, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, they're cast into the burning lake of fire. Well, they're also chained for 1,000 years, as we know, and then released for a season after that 1,000 years. So we then see that let's look in Revelation 16 and verse 2. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. So we see those then who are going to take of this mark are going to experience a most horrendous loathsome sores. It's going to be pretty ghastly. All signs of judgment. You see, God always deals with idolatry in such a way. And all of this is about idolatry. All of this is bowing down, not to the Lord Jesus Christ, but to the powers of darkness. And we cannot do this. We are a separated, sanctified people unto Almighty God. And God has provided through the blood of the Lamb, through the atonement, by the giving of the Holy Spirit himself, to look after and provide and keep us in these times. Because we're in many ways like Noah, spiritually speaking. We're spiritually building that ark that is saving us. And our message is to the world. And this is why we keep with the preaching and teaching of the word. You see, this new world order that's coming in is establishing this beast system. And we have to realize this. I recently heard a report, a lecture, where the guy said that about 80% will be linked up to AI, that's digital, in about 7 to 8 years. He has said, that was Elon Musk, who said that about 80% will be linked up to AI. In other words, hybridization. He's saying it. He's also said that AI is advancing to such a stage that it will soon take over man's intelligence. That's frightening. And that's why we've got to stay with the Word of God. It is the sword. It's our healing. It's our deliverance. It's our food. It's leading us. It's guiding us through these treacherous times that we're living in. But it's also for our faith to overcome. But we're also called to expose. And we're not to let any of this control us or cause us to have anxiety or fear. Because if it does, what does it say in Mark 4, verse 19? This is where we've got to be on our guards, brothers and sisters. Mark 4 and verse 19. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. That is why we have to be on our guard, because we're still in the world, but we're not of it. But we're not to allow the world and its ways in which to choke this word that we hear, that will cause us to be deceived. We have to be on our guard, brothers and sisters. You see, our cares and our fears, our anxieties, and we're all still overcoming this, but this chokes the word. And this is why God has placed such deliverance upon us and upon this assembly, for that very reason, because these cares, these fears and anxieties have to be dealt with. Because if not, they choke this word that we listen to. This word isn't going to be fruitful. And that's why the word of God is like a sword. And what is a sword? It's a two-edged sword. And the nature of that sword is to divide. And very often it's dividing these fears, these confusions, these weaknesses that choke the word in us. And we need to see this. And when we see this, then you start to rise up new to start to praise and thank God that he's doing this in my life. What a deliverance this is. This is why I keep saying the deeper life in the Spirit teaching is deliverance. And we are being delivered, we are being protected from not bowing down and starting to receive the beast system that is now being set into motion. And that is why at present we're seeing the world health in such control over the world. And do you know why? And do you know who's behind all of this? Doesn't take a lot of working out. Sadly, it's that man Bill Gates who is influencing all of this. Did you know that he is, I think, the third or fourth richest man in the world? With the others, obviously, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, they all control the world. And they are controlled by the powers of darkness. It is the mystery of iniquity the Apostle Paul speaks of. We are being controlled by all of this. And this man has caused a lot of trouble. A lot of deaths have come through this man. What we're seeing now around the world and all these deaths is genocide. And God is going to judge it. God is going to judge these man-made inventions that are coming up now. These abominable inventions. Did you know that this vaccine has snake venom in it? That gives itself away. As well as it being ethically and morally wrong. But it's not only that, it's all what's following as well. And this man is financing it all. And any who speak out, any who've warned, some of them, they no longer exist. They go missing or they've been found. And what is it they say? Oh, they committed suicide. It's going on all the time. But you see, we've got a God in heaven who is just, who is merciful. And the blood is coming before him. The same as that blood that came before him with Cain and Abel. When Cain slew his brother, there was the first murder. There was the first shedding of blood. And what did it bring upon Cain? A curse. And this is what this brings, a curse. But praise God, Jesus Christ has come to deliver and break us from the curse. And that is the good news of the gospel. And that is why we continue to preach this word. Keep preaching the word of God. Because it is our deliverance. It is our healing. It is God speaking to us. Hallelujah. And this is what, as I close, the Apostle Paul was saying to Timothy. Meeting such oppositions. Some of the oppositions that the early church met were much more blatant and open and savage. They had persecutions that, thank God in his mercy, we will not experience. But here he's saying, don't give up with it. Don't be afraid. Continue to preach, continue to expose, continue to bring it out. Why? Because there will be a remnant who will hear. A remnant that will adhere to the word of God. Who will allow the word of God to work that deliverance and healing in our lives. Because that's what we're under at the moment. We're all still being healed and delivered. And I think sometimes we forget that. We think we've actually arrived. We've got there. We haven't. We're still in a race. We're still being set free by the word of God and the love of God and the mercy of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your warnings, your admonishments. It's because you love us. Lord, we know that we live in evil times. We know that all is now being unleashed. Some of it is becoming so blatant, so open. But Lord, help us to remain faithful. Help us not to bow down to any of this, but that we would be faithful to your word. We'd be faithful to our witness, to our sharing of the gospel, and that we will expose the enemy and the powers of darkness, whatever they say, whatever they think. Because you said, if you know the truth, then the truth shall set you free. And so, Lord, I pray you'll bless, preserve and keep us all. Lord, be with my brothers and sisters. Preserve and keep them through this week. May the joy of the Lord be their strength, and may they walk in that divine protection that you have given us, because you've given your angels charge over us. For this we ask in Jesus' name.
Against all disaster, let him in constancy follow.